We begin the current daf Masechtas Krisa daf Yud Ches. We begin 7 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the discussion on the previous daf. And that is, we opened up this Perek Safak Ochol Chaylev, the fourth Perek Masechtas Krisa, regarding the halacha. If someone eats out of doubt, he doesn't know what he ate, then he realizes maybe what he ate was forbidden fats. So as the Machlekes in the Gemara had to qualify that, is that talking about even just one piece itself? We're not sure, was that piece that was there, was that chaylev or shuman, that's when it's been chayv asham talit? Or is it only when it was one out of two pieces? One was chaylev, one was shuman, and we don't know which one of the two is that he ate, that's when it's been chayv asham talit, but not by one piece. So the opinion of Rav, which was mentioned by a different Amiram, which was qualified, that he holds that it has to be one out of two. Why? So one interpretation was because of, it says in the Pasuk, the way it's read is mitzvahs. Although it's written mitzvahs, mitzvahs is plural, means it has to be one out of two things. Or the interpretation was because the whole concept of Ashim Tali is efcher levruri, which is that ultimately, we don't know right now, but if we will ultimately ascertain that it was a sin, you'll bring a karmachadis, but in the interim, you have to have an atonement, some type of protection. That's what Ashim Tali is. That's only by two pieces. One, it's already gone, it's already consumed, there's no way of verification. It's only when there's two pieces and someone, an expert later on, could qualify and say, oh, this one's truman, that means the one you ate was chaylev, only then, but by one piece, you don't have that. That was two interpretations. Now, again, a different Amayra, Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabbi Baravu, Amr Rav, again, saying over this teaching in the name of Rav, and then someone else is going to qualify the source for Rav's opinion. Same idea that Rav was quoted as saying, if he had in front of him two different pieces of fats, one's forbidden fats, one's kosher fats, and he ate one of them, and he doesn't know which one he ate, so that's where he's going to be liable for Hashem Tali. But if there was one piece which subsequently is found out that it wasn't clear if that was shuman or chaylev, and he ate it, pata, that's where he's going to be exempt. On that, I'm Rav Nachman, so he qualifies as, in my time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? So he gives a third opinion. He says, ksavir shtei chatichas, is because Rav held, when there's two different pieces, so ikfa isura. So then, there was an established presence of something forbidden, because one of them we know was forbidden, was chaylev. We just don't know which one it is, but that's where there's mechiva of Ashim Tali. Chaticha achas lekav yisur, but by one piece, it was never presented, it was never definitive that there was an isur over here, and he initially even thought it was shuman, but even now, we don't know for sure if there was an actual isur, that's not where there's going to be a chiv of Ashim Tali. Says the Gemara, Ma'ika ben ikfa yisur, what's the difference between this interpretation of Rav Nachman, of there being that there was a definitive isur, L'she'iyef she'levari yisuri, to the previous interpretation, that of Reb Zeira, who said it's because you can't verify by one piece if there was really here isur or not to ultimately bring a chiyuv chatzos. Says Gemara Ikam and Nai, the difference between them is, going through actually all the three interpretations, is the following case. If he had in front of him two different pieces, one of the forbidden fats, one of the kosher fats, and then first came along a non-Jew and ate the first piece of fats. Then the Jew came and ate the second remaining piece of fats. Oh, so according to the first two interpretations from the previous daf, which the Gersh is l'rabba, like a mitzvah be'idna da'achal Yisrael, there's no plurality, mitzvahs, which the terminology of the pasuk, at the time when the Jew eats it, when he's coming to eat it, there's only one piece left. So therefore, that's not going to qualify for the chiv Hashem Tal, it has to be one out of two pieces, and therefore it's going to be potter. L'Reb Zeira, according to Reb Zeira also, yesh l'var Yisrael, you can't verify anymore the Isser, because both were eaten already. The whole concept of one out of two is, you eat one, there's one remaining. So then an expert could ultimately ascertain, could go ahead and figure it out. So you can't verify, because when the Jew is eating, he's eating the remaining piece, so therefore, he's going to hold, you're going to be potter from Ashim Tali. But Rav Nachman, according to this last interpretation we just quoted, ikfi isura, initially it was that there was a definitive isur over here, one was chaylev, one was shuman, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if he's eating the last piece, he's going to be chayev, because it was already ikfi isura, and therefore that's going to be a difference between their interpretations. Now, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. Now, as we did in the previous two interpretations of the opinion of Rav, in qualifying that it has to be one out of two, which they had said different interpretations, either as mitzvahs or because of it has to be efshe levirui iser. Now the Gemara asked him, Rav Nachman, from all those same three sources, which in his interpretation is because of ikve isura, and you don't have that seemingly in these sources. The Mishnah, the Braisa said, Rabbi Eliezer, he says kai, which is a doubtful if it's qualified, classified in halacha as behema or achaya. which has many halachic differences between the chaya and behema, one of them being regarding chaylev, which is prohibited by a behema but permitted by a chaya. So if someone goes ahead and eats the fats of this koi, chayav and alchel by asham tali, so he's liable for the fats, because we don't know, maybe it's a behema and therefore he's chayav, maybe it's a chaya and he's potter, so you have to bring asham tali. Now, there's no ikve isur over here, there's no definitive isur over here. We don't know, actually, if there's any isur in the fats of the koi. So why, according to the interpretation of Nachman, like Mechaiva Ashim Tali, says the Gemara, as all the previous interpretations had pointed out, Rebbe Yezer, leboy, kiviyusa, leisura, which they all say according to their interpretations. Rebbe Yezer, who's the disputant, doesn't hold you need that, whether it be mitzvahs, because he says mitzvahs, or you don't need efshel levuri, in the corner of Nachman's interpretation, you don't need to have a definitive iser to be chayv, but we're not going like Rebbe Eliezer. Eisvi, the Gemara continues asking from Mishnah Masechta Yevamos. Mishnah says, if the Yevama went and her husband died without any children, she married her brother-in-law within 3 months. Now the problem is, Safik ben Teslarishna ben Zayn La'achrin, the child is born 7 months after she's married to her brother-in-law. It could be it's from the new marriage, it could be 9 months from the previous marriage. So Yaitzi, so they have to divorce. Bavlad kasher, the child's kosher either way. V'chiyav mashem toli, they're alive with mashem toli, because maybe this was a forbidden relations, like a eshes ach sheyesh labanim. But one thing is, not kviyus alisur, we don't know a definitive isur over here, why korntav nach mechai mashem toli? Says the Gemara Hamani, says, who's the Tan over here? It's Rebbe Eliezer, who, yeah, he doesn't hold that you need kviyus alisur, we weren't going with that Tan. Similarly, Esvei, the Gemara is from Mishnah Masechtas Nida. It says, regarding the woman has relations with the husband, so then they have these cloths to go ahead and ascertain if there was blood or not. So Nimsa Shaloi, if you find it on his cloth, Tameim, so their tummy, because she's a Nida and he had relations with a Nida, V'chayev Makarbon, the line before carbon, because unwittingly he had relations with a Nida. Now, Nimsa Shaloi, if you find it on her cloth, so if it's Asyam, you find it immediately after relations, and Tameim, V'chayev Makarbon, then their tummy and the Chayev Makarbon, because it's also definitive that there was Dam here during relations. Nimtza shalal achar's man, but if you find it on her cloth at a later point in time, so then tamei misafik, they're tamei out of doubt because it's not definitive. Upatur mele carbon, they can be exempt from a carbon because you can't say for sure that he committed this sin. Now, patani Allah, but we learn the brayso b'chayav mashem tali b'dlai v'ashem tali, because maybe that they did commit this sin. But one thing is, there's no ikva isur over here. There's no, it's not definitive that there was something wrong over here and there was like one out of two. So then why yichay b'ashem tali kind of Nachman? So ishtik, sort of Nachman was silent. Says the Gemara, Labasa Denafik. But after the questioner had left, Amar, he said, my time Eloi Amar Lei Dohamani, why didn't I tell him that the town over here of this Mishnah is Remeir He, Deloi Baikviyus Alisura? You're right. Our interpretation in Rav was going according to those that hold that you need Kviyus Alisura. But that Mishnah is going like Remeir, that holds you don't need to have a definitive, a bready, an established Isser. The time, look on the Braisa, which it's a Machlaikis. The Braisa says, Hashechet Ashem Tali Bachutz. If someone slaughters an Ashem Tali, which is when someone brings a carbon for, he's not sure if he committed a sin or not, which is a carbon. And all carbonists are not allowed to be slaughtered out of the Azar. And he goes and he slaughters Ashem Tali out of the Azar. So Remeir Mechayiv, Remeir says he's going to be liable for what's called Shchutei Chutz, slaughtering a carbon out of the Azar, because even though you could say, wait, maybe he never ate forbidden fats, and maybe this Ashem is really a Chulin. Doesn't make a difference, because Remeir doesn't require to be a definitive Isser to go ahead and require Ashem Tali. It's going to be Ashem Tali even if there's no Kviyus Alisura. The Chum patron, but the Chum say you're going to be exempt because there was no definitive Isser over here. Maybe the animal is Chul, and therefore you cannot make him liable for Shchutei Chutz. So therefore he's bothered, why didn't I tell him, it's not difficult on me, I'm going like the Chachamim. That you find in Mishnah Masechtas Nida that they're going to have to bring, that the Braisa qualifies, you have to bring Ashem Tali. It's going like Remeir, hold, you don't need Kviyus Alisura. So Rishi Gemara wonders, but Vamai, why was Rav Nachman bothered that he didn't tell the questioner that, oh, don't ask from me from that Braisa, it's Remeir? What do you mean? Lamely should have said to him, like in all the previous responses, to Rebbe Eliezer, who we're already on record that he holds that you don't need Kviyus Alisura. Says Gemara, yeah, how come Ashem Tali? That's exactly what he was teaching with his post-reflective comment, the Remeir, but she does Rebbe Eliezer koi, that Remeir, you know why Remeir says in that Braisa that you're going to be chayiv, is because they hold the Rebbe Eliezer that you don't need to have kiviyus alisur, you don't have to have a definitive isser. So why didn't he tell him Rebbe Eliezer? That of course, that he didn't bother to tell him, because obviously, like in the previous responses, that of course he knew that he could have said that it's not difficult on him, that it's Rebbe Eliezer. He's just saying he could have said that it's even Remeir who, as it's obvious that Remeir holds like the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Now the Gemara continues and says, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvu, Amar Rav. Another teaching from Rav, which qualifies this halacha that we were saying. Although all along we were saying regarding chaticha, when there's a piece, and this was Rav's opinion all along, Savak shal chelev, Savak shal shuman va'achala, that if it's one piece, it's not clear if that piece was shuman or chelev, and it was eaten. So all along we had all these different amirim in the name of Rav, with different opinions of the source for that halacha. And we're saying that you're going to be pater from Ashim Tali. However, they quote now in the name of Rav, that actually banu l'machlikish Rav Eliezer v'chacham. It's actually, although we were saying all along that you're pater, because you need to have one out of two pieces, that's what Rav's saying right now, that that's not unanimous. Because there is Rav Eliezer that hold that you would be chayef. Why? Because since he says, we're going to quote later on in the Mishnah, that a person could donate every single day on Ashim Tali, so that you don't run into the problems to say, hey, wait a second, how can you bring Ashim Tali? It's going to be Chul Nazara. No, most definitely, over here in the situation where very rarely, maybe you went and you committed a sin in this one piece. So for sure, that's not going to be a problem. You're going to be chayv to go ahead and bring the Ashim Tali, because since you ultimately maybe did it, because here you could even bring it even if you didn't commit any, even if you don't know if you commit any sin. For sure over here, when you for sure maybe did commit, then for sure there would be an obligation that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that one would bring Ashim Tali in that situation. Now, that the Gemara asks, what, Rabbi Eliezer, if you're saying that the case you're all along describing with one piece, that you're not chayiv, you're saying Rabbi Eliezer would be chayiv, my iri ki achla, but then why would it be dependent on when someone eats a piece that might have been chaylev, might have been shuman, afil lo yachal anami, what do you mean, even if someone didn't eat anything that he knows to be possibly problematic, even then Rabbi Eliezer says one brings an ashim talit. Because that's what we learn in the Mishnah, in the Chafei Amaral. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Misnadav Adam Ashim Tali B'chol Yom, a person could donate an Ashim Tali every single day, which the reason Rabbi Eliezer would explain later on within Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, but so therefore why are you saying that it becomes an obligation when you maybe eat a piece? That's not the point. The point is Rabbi Eliezer says you could always bring. That Rav Ashi says, no, this that we're saying, at the case of one piece is going to be a machlik, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabban, which sounds like that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need to have that at least there's a possible partial Isser over here. That Rebbe Eliezer is going a Liba de Bava ben Buta, who he says is brought later on in the last parak, where he used to bring an Ashim Tali every single day, besides for the day after Yom Kippur. And he said, I would swear that if they would let me, I would actually bring it even right after Yom Kippur. But it's not like learn the Mishnah, but they said to him, Hamtin machete konis lebeis safek. You have to wait until you at least come into a situation that is a possibility that you committed a sin. I mean, you got to wait till at least the day after after Matzah Yom Kippurim, where at least then there's a partial doubt because maybe you sinned that day. But Matzah Yom Kippurim, then there's no more doubt over there because Yom Kippurim already atoned for any doubtful Yisrum that a person does. As Gemara says later on in the last parak, that anything that's an obligation of Ashim Tali, if Yom Kippurim already passed, it exempts him. So it's going according to that opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that holds that it's only when there's at least a partial doubt, like in one piece, then, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's what we're saying that, okay, then you're going to be chayv to bring Ashim Tali. But according to the Rabban who dispute Rabbi Eliezer in the last parak, and they say that, no, a person cannot bring Ashim Tali only if it's something that's, if he did it deliberately, you'd be chayv karis, but if you brought it, then you would go ahead and you would be bringing chul to the Azara, so you can't bring whenever you want to. So then, yeah, but here in the situation of one piece, they would hold it, you're going to be potter, because the halach is only when there's two pieces, and you have one out of two. That's what Rav was saying all along. Well, that would qualify as Rav's interpretation of mitzvahs, only then would you be chayav, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, again, according to the qualification of Bava ben Buta, where at least this is a partial suffix, then Rabbi Eliezer would hold even in one piece, one would be chayav Ashim Tali. Now, related discussion, the Gemara says, Tana ban lena b'raisa. Ha'yilafanav shtei chatichas. If you had in front of him two pieces of fats, achas shal shuman v'achas shal chelev, one of the kosher fats, one of the non-kosher fats. Now, ba Yisrael v'achal es rishayin. If a Jew came and ate the first piece, and ba v'kuchav v'achal es hashina, then a non-Jew came and ate the second piece, so chayiv, it can be liable, because that's one out of two pieces that the Jew ate first. And b'chein kelev, same thing would apply if, let's say, a dog ate the second piece, or b'chein orv, or if a raven ate the second piece, that the Yisrael would be chayiv, since at the time that he ate it, it was one out of two pieces. But let's say the reverse, let's say the non-Jew ate the first piece, and then then the Jew came and ate the second piece, then pot is going to be exempt, because when he came to eat it, wasn't one out of two pieces, it was just one piece, and that's like we said, we were saying according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, which Rab was going like all along, has to be one out of two pieces. But the Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe holds that, no, the Jew is going to be liable because, like we said, that's a dispute. He doesn't require that it has to be one out of two pieces. Similarly, says the Braisa, Achales Rishayin B'Shogeg V'Shniyah B'Mesid. If he ate the first one by mistake, and the second one deliberately, meaning he knew that it's a doubtful piece and he ate it anyway, so Chayiv is Gemichayiv Ashim Tali for the first piece, because the first piece he was unaware, and that was one out of two pieces. And then when he subsequently becomes aware that maybe it was the forbidden piece, that's the classical Lach of Ashim Tali. But let's say Harishayin B'Mesid V'Shniyah B'Shogeg, let's say the first piece he ate, he knew maybe it's Asr, not sure, and he ate it anyway. And the second piece he was unaware. So then Pati is going to be exempt because at the time when he did it by mistake, which is the only way you could be Chayiv Ashim Tali, then that was the second piece, there wasn't two pieces anymore, so that's not one out of two pieces, so the is going to be exempt. But for Rabbi Mechayiv, like we said, he doesn't hold, it has to be one out of two. Let's say Achal Shtein B'Mezid, let's say he ate both of them deliberately. Yeah, you know, maybe one of them is Chayiv, one of them is Shuman, and he eats them both. So Pati Meklum, so he's going to be exempt from totally being Ashim Tali, because that's only when he did it by mistake, and then only subsequently finds out that it was possibly an Issa. Let's say Shtein B'Shogeg, let's eat both pieces without being aware. So then the Gira says, maybe Chatas, and then he has to bring a Korban Chatas, because we know definitively that he committed a sin. He might not have known which piece, but you know for sure that he committed a sin, so you have to bring a Korban Chatas. And the Gira continues and says, Achlum Shnayim. Let's say these two pieces, where one is Chalev, one is Shumah, we don't know which one, and both ate, two people eat the two pieces, and they eat it B'Shogeg, they eat it by mistake. So Shnayim Chayav, both of them are going to be Chayav, Ashim Tali. Now, but as the Braisa points out, Hasheni loy min hadin, the second one to eat the second piece, it really wouldn't be liable because he's not eating one out of two. Elishim atoy mepata, but if you would say the second one would be exempt from being a carbon, so then people would think kavata es rishayin bechatas. That means to say, oh, that means to say you know for sure the first one ate, because they would think, hey, why is he not bringing? Oh, obviously the second piece was the kosher one, the first one was the not kosher one. So they would think that the first one would have to bring a korban chatas, not ashim tali, because he must have eaten the forbidden fat, which is a chatas. And therefore, to preclude that problem, they said, no, okay, let both of them bring a ashim tali. But says the Gemara, umanu. So who's the Tanya of this braisa of this last halacha that we just quoted? E Rebbe, if it's going like Rebbe, what do you mean, min hadin or min hadin hu? To the contrary, what do you mean, the second one's not min hadin? The second one, of course, would be min hadin, because he holds every piece that's a suffix, even if it's one piece at its own, would be a chiv of Ashim Tali. So it's not like the second one wouldn't be chayv, the second one would be chayv Ashim Tali. And I Rabbanan, but the problem is if it's going like the Rabbanan, so Mishum Dulei Nikva Rishim Mechadis, so that we shouldn't establish that the first one that people might think should have to bring a Korban Chatas, so namely Lashen, we're going to tell the second one that Aisichun Lazar, that it should bring an unconsecrated animal to the Azar. What do you mean? It's not chayv Ashim Tali. How could you go ahead and tell him, tell us to bring Ashim Tali? How do we understand this halacha? So he says, that Rabbi Eliezer, as we quoted his opinion earlier, that he says, a person could donate Ashim Tali every single day. So therefore, you're not going to run into the problem about saying that, oh, he's bringing Chul into the Asara. So therefore, Amrinli, we tell him to the second person, look, I see Ashim Tali v'asne, bring Ashim Tali and stipulate. If the first person ate the kosher fats, so achal chaylev. So he ate the forbidden fats. So in the situation of doubt, let it be an atonement for him to protect for him until they find out definitively, and then he'll bring a korban chatas. And if it turns out that not, that the first one ate the chaylev and you ate kosher fats, then lahav nadava, then it could be nadava, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person could be menadav, ashram tali, and that's according to whom the b'raisa is going like. Now, talking about the b'raisa, regarding a halacha mentioned in Mishnah, which was said anonymously, which the Braisa quotes that it's actually machlekes. Achal safek chelav v'naydele. If a person ate something that was doubtful if it was forbidden fats, and he ends up finding out that what he ate was maybe chelav. And again, safek chelav v'naydele. Again, he eats something that turns out might have been chelav, and he gets notified. So Rebbe Yami, he says, Oyman the I say, which that's what the anonymous halacha of our Mishnah was like Rebbe, he says, Kishem, just like if he would ultimately find out at the end, when he finishes eating all the pieces, that what he had eaten were clearly, definitively chaylev, Shemevi chatzis akolachas va'achas, that he would have to bring a korban chatzis for each and every piece of chaylev that he had eaten, because, as according to one interpretation, the doubtful awarenesses in between separated the acts of consumption for liabilities of chatzis that wouldn't be considered helam achas, one lapse of awareness. They were different lapses because he became aware throughout. So you'd be chayv a separate chiv chatzis on all of them, which now you turn out that you know that by mistake you ate all those non-kosher pieces of fat. So kach maybe ashim tole kol achas v'achas. So therefore the same thing would be that these awarenesses that you're aware that maybe you did something wrong and again and again and again, would require separate Ashem Tali for each act of eating, as long as you don't know that it was a definitive Issa. Because if you end up finding out, then you'll be Chatzis in each one. But up until, it would be a requirement of a separate Ashem Tali in each one. Now, but Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and the Gir says, Rabbi Laza, Birib Shimon Oim, they say, no, Ein maybe Ela Ashem Tali Echad. You only subsequently bring, after all those which you knew and forgot, and knew and forgot that maybe this was an Issa that was eaten, at the end you only bring one Ashem Tali. And like it says the Pasuk in the Yikra, it says, and he brings a complete ram from the flock, and the kohen will atone for him, for his error which he had made a mistake, and he was unaware, and therefore that could be atonement. Now what's the redundancy? So they say that this one carbon that he's bringing, this Ashem Tali, is a fila shigagas harbi, that even for many mistakes, in the chayav alach is only one liability. So therefore they hold that you only bring one Ashem Tali. Now, Amr Bzeri says, Kan Shana Rebbe. See, over here in the Brisa that Rebbe explains, which is like we had explained, which is going like this interpretation of Bzeri, that Yediyas Safik Mechalkas Lachatais. That doubtful, that you awarenesses of doubt are would also separate for Chatas, which is for definitive awarenesses. Mean to say, this person ate a piece of fat. We don't know if it was kosher or not kosher. Then he becomes aware that maybe it was not kosher. And again he eats, becomes aware that maybe it was not kosher, and so on. Now, ultimately, says Rebbe, just like if he ultimately finds out that it was all those pieces he finds out were chaylev, he's going to have to bring a separate chatas in each one, so too he's going to have to bring Ashem Tal in each one. What do you mean? You're going to have to bring a chatas for each one, but the awarenesses weren't awarenesses of definite, which is the chiv of chatas. Became aware that maybe, became aware that maybe, became aware that maybe. At the end, you became aware that definitively. And still you see, Rebbe quotes it as saying that you'll have to bring a Chabmachatz in each one. Obviously, that the an awareness of doubt is enough to ultimately bring a liability of each one of a Chatz. Now, Rav Amei disagrees with that. He says, no, any day is Safik Mechalkas Lachatais. An awareness of doubt would not separate for the liability of a Chatz. Rather, this is what the words of Rebbe were saying. Kshem Shem Haysul Yediya Vadai, just like if. In between the eatings, he ended up every time becoming aware that he definitively ate something forbidden, and then he forgot again and ate and became aware and so on. Maybe chatzis kol achas v'achas, that would be considered different halomish, different levels of awarenesses. Then you have a separate kamachatz in each one. Kachem hoisli dias suffix. So then in the parallel, nalachas of Ashem Tali, when he has an awareness of that he maybe ate iser, maybe Ashem Tali, Kalachas V'Achas, all those different awarenesses of doubt would be a separate liability for Ashem Tali. But not that you see a source for Yedi Safik to help to be obligating and make a liability for the Chiyav of Chatas. Now, however, Amalei Abaye says to Rava, V'atlei Tizbra, the Yedi Safik Mechalkas Lachatais, don't you agree to Reb Zeira that awarenesses of doubt would even separate for separate liabilities of Chiyav of Chatas? But if you entertain, like you're saying, that awarenesses of doubt don't separate for liabilities of chatas, and maybe that means to say that if, let's say, he eats something, ends up turning out, hey, maybe that wasn't kosher. And again he eats, and turns out, hey, maybe that wasn't kosher, and so on. And at the end, he finds out that, yeah, they were not kosher, that v'chatas achas, maybe they only be one v'chatas, because they were considered halama achas. There was never a definitive awareness, an awareness of definite. So then, Amai maybe Ashem Tali Kolachas V'Achas, but then in the parallel case of Ashem Tali, with Yediyas Safik, why would you bring a separate Ashem Tali for each one? But V'Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, that Kolali Shaldav, the rule of thumb is, Kol Shechalukin B'Chatayis, whatever separates by Chatas, Chalukin B'Hashamas, would separate by Hashamas. So if you say that Yediyas Safik is Mechalak L'Chatayis, so it's going to be Mechalak B'Hashamas. But why is it saying then that it's going to be Mechalak B'Ashem Tali by Yediyas Safik, says Rebbe, but it's not a separation, according to you, by Chatayis. However, Amalei Rava Barchan L'Abaye. Instead of answering the question, they ask back on Abaye's opinion. You, who you're saying like the first interpretation of like Reb Zeira, that awarenesses of doubt would separate for Chatois, but then we have a question on you. If someone eats olive size of forbidden fats before Yom Kippur, and then after Yom Kippur, again he eats an olive size of forbidden fats after Yom Kippur, and he does those both with one lapse of awareness, not aware that that fats he has in the fridge, which he ate before Yom Kippur, the Suda, and afterwards, were forbidden fats. Now, moreover, Yom Kippur is like an Ashem Tali was offered for the person. Which, as we quoted before, it says in the last paragraph of Chofei Aleph that anything that's an obligation of Ashem Tali If Yom Kippur already passed, the person would be potter, because it's like Ashram Tov was brought to that person. Now, additionally, if we're saying it's like Ashram Tov was brought for the person, then obviously it's like that the person already had an awareness, because you can't bring an Ashram Tov until you know that you did something wrong, and then you bring Ashram Tov. So if it's like an Ashram Tov was brought, it's like that you already were aware that maybe you did something wrong. So if we're saying Yom Kippur is like Ashram Tov is brought, which then infers also that Yom Kippur is like the halacha, that as if there was already Yedi Safik. So according to you, that you hold Yedi Safik is mechalik for chatois. So chanami de mevi shtei chatois. In the case we're describing, where someone unawarely ate a kazayis of chel before Yom Kippur, and then after Yom Kippur, so you're going to say that you're going to have to bring two carbon chatas because the Yedi Safik is mechalik. But he ate in one lapse of awareness. How could you say that he would have to bring two carbonas chatas? So Amalei Abayi defends himself. He says, "Uman lema lundu Yom Kippur mechaper al dolo misyatale." So wait, who said that Yom Kippur atones for a situation of when he's unaware? Dilma, maybe this that we're saying Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, which yes, it's going to be like an Ashram Tali. An Ashram Tali could only work unless you first have a Yediyah Safik, but maybe it's actually but v'huid misyatale. It's only when, yeah, in actuality, before Yom Kippur, the person became aware that maybe he ate some forbidden fats. So he had the Yedid Safik, and then Yom Kippur is going to be the finishing off, that it's going to be like the Ashram Tov was actually brought. But Yom Kippur itself, maybe, is not like Yedid Safik, and therefore you're right. Chelel before Yom Kippur, and after, it's going to be Chayav on the one Chatas, because you don't even have Yedid Safik. Who said that, like you're inferring that, it means that it's like Yedid Safik, even when he doesn't have an awareness that Yom Kippur is going to be Chayav like Ashram Tov. Which Amalei Rava said to him, what do you mean? Hayd v'loy hayd etznan. We learned in the Mishnah in the first parak of Masechta Shavuos, Amud Beis, that says the Yom Kippur atones for whether there's awareness or not. Like the Gemara there explains, whether he becomes aware of his doubtful Isser, or whether he doesn't become of a doubtful Isser before Yom Kippur, still Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper. Obviously, we see that even if he never gets a clue about what he had done wrong, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, because we see Yom Kippur is like Ashram Tov is brought, and as if it says Yedius Misafik. And therefore, according to you, it would be difficult. It would have to be that someone that eats a kezias of chaylev before Yom Kippur, and after, he would have to bring two karmen chatois, which is hard to understand when it was done with one halama. That's one version of the response to Abaye. Ikudami, those that say a different version, that Omalei Rava Bar Chanan Labaye said, which is even a bigger, would have to be even a bigger chiddush according to what Abaye is saying, is, Uma ilo ochel kezias chaylev shachas Yom Kippur. If someone eats a kezias of forbidden fats in the morning of Yom Kippur, according to you, he would have to bring two carbon chatas for these two kezaisim of chelev that he ate on the same day of Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim is like Ashram Tali, which is like Yedi Safik was done. And you say Yedi Safik is mechalik for chatais. To which Amalei Abaye, like in the first version, he defends himself. He says, "Uman lemalon the Yom Kippurim kol shayit mechapa." Who said Yom Kippurim atones every single moment? Meaning, like an Ashram Tov to be like a Yedius Misafik to be mechalik between the kezayis chelev in the morning and the afternoon. Dilma kula yemim urta. Maybe the whole day atones only from the evening. What are you asking that it should be like? It's going to separate Yom Kippurim itself. To which Amalei in the Girsa takes out the next words of the name and says, "Tirada," that fool or lazy one. What do you mean, Tanya? This is the Mishnah we learned in Daf Chafayim and Alf. The Mishnah says, "Harishaboli yodis safik of Yom Kippurim." If someone comes to a situation that he maybe did a sin on Yom Kippurim, afilim chashichi, even right when it's about to get dark, finishing Yom Kippurim, pot is going to be exempt. Shekol hayoyim mechab, the whole day atones, and therefore that would still be a difficulty according to Abaye's interpretation. It would be that if it's kezayis chayab in the morning and the afternoon, according to Abaye, where the whole day is atoning like an Ashram Tali and like a din misafik, it would have to be mechalik for the chatois to be chayb tukar mechatas for the sin in the morning and the one in the evening. Masa Rav Yehuda bar Ava, he asked a question which is on Reb Zeir, which like Abaye that was defending Reb Zeir's opinion from a Mishnah Masechtas Yuma. Mishnah says, "Ochel v'shasa behelam achas." If someone eats and drinks on Yom Kippurim in one lapse of awareness, he's unaware he's doing something wrong. It's Yom Kippur, he didn't realize he ate and he drank. Says the Mishnah, "In the chayim v'lachatas achas," he's only liable for one karbachatas because it's considered one sin, because drinking is included in the category of eating on Yom Kippurim. It's considered the same act. Now the problem is, however, says the Gemara, but v'ben achid l'shtia, between eating and drinking, it's not possible that there wasn't any moment separation between his act of eating and drinking that to be a measurement that it would have been possible for him to find out that and realize that he had done something wrong. And since there's a moment of separation in Kippurim that he could have found out, so in that amount of time, that should be like the halacha, like as if an ashram tali was brought, which we're calling all along like yediyah safek, as an ashram tali, and therefore v'chiprale. So that would be an atonement for him. But the difficulty is Yom Kippurim b'makom Ashram Tali Koy. We're saying Yom Kippurim takes the place of Ashram Tali. For Katani, and we learned Ein Chayv Al Chatas Achas. He's only allowed for one Karmen Chatas. Why? V'isar G'day Tachidi Safik Mechalkes Achatayis. But if you only got by like a Bzeira, that an awareness of doubt, which is what Yom Kippurim intrinsically is, because like Ashram Tali is brought for the person, separates for Chatayis. L'Chayv Shtei Chatayis. It should be allowed for two Karmen Chatas between the eating and the drinking. So Ami, they said that, no, Kiyam Reb Zeir, when Reb Zeir say his halacha, as we had said it, he was qualifying Kanshan the Rebbe, was Le Rebbe. Ha Rabbanan he. This halacha that you're asking from the Mishnah Masechet Yom is going like Reb Yisi and Reb Eliezer, who were quoted that they dispute Rebbe even in Ashram Tali. They hold Yediyah Safik are not Mechalik even by Ashram Tali, for sure not by Chatas. This, that Reb Zeir was saying that Yediyah Safik is Mechalik even by Chatas, was going like Rebbe. Rebbe, who says that Yediyah Safik is Mechalik by Ashram Tali, that he was saying that it's even Mechalik by Chatois. But this Mishnah he's asking from is going like Rabban, and therefore it's not difficult on Reb Zeir. But as the Gemara, but Vahab in the Sefer Rebbe, even from the fact that the end of that Mishnah is going like Rebbe, the Ketan, like we learned, that Mishnah says, if on Yom Kippur, Meshasa Tzir, somebody eats, drinks fish brine, Oimurius, or fish fats, so Pati is going to be exempt. That's not considered something that's considered a qualification for drinking and eating Yom Kippur. But the inference would be something that's more viable for considered an act of consumption, like drinking vinegar, that one would be liable, because only something that's more inferior, like fish brine and fish fats. But chaymitz would be chayv. Now, umani, who's that who says that? That's Rebbe. The Tanakh learned the Braisa. Chaymitz ain't meshavas a nefesh. The Tanakh says that no, drinking vinegar doesn't restore the soul. That's not considered something that would be a violation of inui. Rebbe Yomi says, no, Oymani, I say chametz meshavas nefesh, drinking vinegar restores the soul, therefore that would be considered a violation of inui of drinking in Yom Kippur. So the safer Rebbe from the fact that the end of that Mishnah, which infers that if one drinks chametz would be chayv, is like Rebbe, so Reish Nami Rebbe, obviously the Reish is also like Rebbe, and therefore that's a difficulty where we see that it's not like Rabban, it is like Rebbe, and we see not like Reb Zeir. So Ami, they said, no, safer Rebbe, yeah, the end of the Mishnah is going like Rebbe, but Reish Rabban, in the beginning of that Mishnah is going like Rabban. But the Gemara continues asking, Eisavei Rava, Rava asked on Reb Zeir from the following brisa. Ochel hayoyim. Someone eats today, consuming something of hektish, which is worth a half a pruta, which is not yet the shear of me'ila, which is at least the measurement of a pruta's worth, but ochel amachar. And the following day, and then he eats another half of a pruta. Or similarly, nenayim, something that's, let's say, not an edible item, just something of benefit. He benefits a half a pruta today, and then lamachar, he benefits a half a pruta tomorrow. Or ochel hayoyim, and then lamachar, even if today was eating half of a pruta, and tomorrow was benefiting from a half a pruta. Or nen hayoyim, and ochel amachar, or he benefits today, and he eats tomorrow, meaning it doesn't make a difference, doesn't separate. Or even from now until 3 years later, if a one lapse of awareness, which he wasn't aware that this was hektish, he had in his house, and one day he benefits a half a pruta, and then 3 years later again he benefits a half a pruta, says the Braisa, minayin chain mitzvah from Zemizah, how do we know that for the laws of Me'ilah that they're going to combine to be a liability of having benefit from hektish and shavu pruta? Tamalimah, as it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, that if a person is going to be timol mal, which is a reba, it's a superfluous, it's an added terminology of committing Me'ilah, that it's going to combine even over a period of many years. Now, but the question is, but vamai, but you have a different problem according to Reb Zeir. Hakipro leo Yom Kippurim, but Yom Kippurim atoned in between, in the middle, for the first half of a measurement. Meaning, if you say like a bezera that yediyah safek is machalkas, so that could be a stringency, it could be a leniency. It could be a stringency when you had a shear, you had a yediyah safek, and then you didn't have another shear, so that's separate. So each one is going to be its own liability. But here, it should actually come out to be like a leniency, because if it's separating, so then Yom Kippurim is like yediyah safek, and you can't combine the two. So each is its own half a shear, and therefore one shouldn't be liable. Why are we saying that you're going to be liable, but Yom Kippurim already atones for it? It was over a period of 3 years. Would you pass Yom Kippurim? So Ami, they said, no, Kimechapa Yom Kippurim, when does Yom Kippurim atone for a doubtful Isser, like an Ashram Tali, like it's considered a Yediyah Safik, is Ali Surah. That's for granted prohibitory law. It doesn't atone for monetary law. That doesn't say a person doesn't have to pay back something that he stole from someone. And therefore, here also, where it's stealing from Hekdesh, which is the law of Me'ilah, that's not atoned with Yom Kippurim. Or if you want, you could say that Ki Mechapi Yom Kippur, when does Yom Kippur atone, is Al Kulei Shiura, is when someone went and violated a whole measurement of an Isser. A Paga de Shiura Mechapi, for a half a measurement doesn't atone, and therefore it's like we say, in Yidiz, that it's not a chiluk for chatzi shir, like that halacha, here also it's not going to atone for a half of a measurement, and therefore will combine 3 years later for another half of a pruta. Now, says the Gemara, V'chinam Resh Lakish, we have the same achlikas that we had for the Amayram, Reb Zera, and Rava, we have with earlier Amayram, the same achlikas. V'chinam Resh Lakish, he says like Reb Zera, that Kantra on the Rebbe, from that brisa that we quoted, which we had a machlikas, Rebbe and Reb Yisrael Yehuda and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, regarding if the Yediyas of Safik is Machalik by Ashim Tali, that the inference is that where he learned it out from Chatas, Kansha on the Rebbe, here Rebbe was teaching us the Yediyas Safik Machalik is Lachatais, that obviously awarenesses of doubt would separate for Achiv of Chatas, and that's what he's saying, and so to speak Machalik by Ashim Tali, but obviously we see Yediyas Safik is Machalik by Chatais. But Rebbe Yechonim, he says like Rava, that no, any Yediyas Safik Machalik is Lachatais, no, awarenesses of doubt does not separate for Chatas. What was Rebbe's word saying? Just like if he had a definitive awareness, maybe alkalachas v'achas, he'd be kermachatas for each separate act because it's a separate lapse of awareness. Kacha ma'isli yediyah suffix. So, for the context of Hashem Tali, when you have an awareness of doubt, maybe Hashem Tali kalachas v'achas, you can bring a separate Hashem Tali for each act of consumption. Now the Gemara asks, so Bishul Mabiyichanu Yonsan Kondrabiyichanon Hain de Kotali la Hashem Bechatas. We understand why Rebbe makes the laws of separate liability for Hashem Tali on the laws of Chatas, which what Rebbe was saying was that just like if you had a definitive Yediyah in between, so that would make separation for separate liabilities for Chatas, because that's the Pasuk of Yikahe that says, Oy hoide lav chatasai, which, or if it becomes aware, then he's liable, which that tells us every awareness is a new liability of a separate halama. So that's what Rebbe was saying. So too, an awareness of doubt would separate for Hashemis, and he would bring a separate Hashem Tali for each act of consumption. But El Rish Lakish, Chatas ba'ashem ipoyle. According to him, he should have made actually the opposite dependency. He should have hinged Chatas on Asham to say that just like an awareness of doubt separates by Hashemis, so too an awareness of doubt would separate for Chatais. And then when he ultimately at the end becomes aware that what he had done was something definitively wrong, then he's giving a separate Karba Chatas for each one, because the primary halach of Yediyah Safik, of awareness of doubt, is the context of Asham Tali, where the Torah says, oh, v'hula yada, he didn't know that he did something wrong, he's not really aware. So if that's the halacha that he's saying, that even to say that the Yediyah Sveik is Mechalik Mechatayis, where do you know that from? You actually know that from Asham Tali. So why is he saying Asham Tali depended on Chatas? You should actually say that Chatas is going to be the same as Asham Tali. So Zigmar Kashi, that's definitely difficult according to the interpretation of Rish Lakish. Why is he saying that just like by Chatas, so to by Ashim? To the contrary, it should say just like by Ashim, Yediyah Safik is Machalkis, which, yeah, you can know that from Chatas, but if you want to say that it's even saying regarding Yediyah Safik, it should have said that so too Chatas is just like Ashim Tali, that the Yediyah Safik is Machalik L'Chatois.